Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it
hour number two. Keep it locked right here on the iHeartRadio app, Sirius XM 83 or Fox Sports Radio. We got Greg Jennings, all around Renaissance man, friend of the show, joining us at the bottom of the hour. And then another sneak peek at Inside the Parker. And you all know what I say about Inside the Parker.
You can't
wait. I never
wait.
Miss it.
Oh, look at you.
All right, Rob. Last night, we talked about it in the first hour, just as far as the Lakers being beaten. Up 26 late in the second quarter against hapless. And I do mean hapless. Probably the worst team in the league, Rob.
Right. 0-4. Right. Don't really have, they have a young, this is like full-blown rebuild, Chris.
Absolutely.
Full-blown.
Absolutely. And the Lakers let them come back and win that game. And at the end, so here we are. They go up three. I don't know, it's a few minutes left. A few seconds left. Game's over. All right, game's over. Darius Bazley steals a pass. Now, the steal was legit. Like, Lakers are trying to get the ball in. They got a shot. You know, they're going to try to throw up a desperation three and maybe tie it. Bazley slips in, steals the ball at half court, and has momentum, and he just goes all the way with his momentum and throws down a ferocious celebratory dunk.
I'm glad
right?
you said that.
Right?
You just said the right word,
if he tried
word,
to stop,
Chris.
He might have traveled.
But you said the right word, the momentum. That was the play. You don't stop, Chris, on that. Nobody would stop.
Absolutely.
And it wasn't a 10 or 15 point game. Russell Westbrook chirping at him, going at the kid. You should have been that upset when you were coughing up a 26 point lead.
Well, we're going to hear you were from making Westbrook, ten Rob. Yeah, we're going to hear from him. I mean, Baisley threw it down. You know, it was a nice, you know, dunk. He hung a little bit on the rim. Nothing crazy, but it wasn't taunting him. It was just a good dunk. And Westbrook, as you said, Rob, gets in his face. Game's over. They're up five. It's like a second left, whatever. Westbrook gets in his face. Don't do that. Don't do that. First of all, don't be telling me. You my opponent, dude.
Right.
Don't be telling me what I can and can't do, right? And he gets a technical. It was his second of the game. He's ejected. And after the game, Rob, he went on about why he was upset with Baisley. He was a young kid, a third-year player. Had a game high, season high for him, Rob, 20 points. So he's excited. Played a really nice game. And Westbrook, here's what he said after the game.
What were your thoughts on the ejection?
It is what it is. I don't feel like he got the first tag, honestly. The first one wasn't even a tag. The last one was a tag. That's cool, but just how I play the game, you know, I take it on the chin and move on. But, you know, the game of basketball, certain things you just don't do. Like in baseball, you don't flip the bat. Certain things you just don't do in sports. Game already over, and I didn't like it. Simple as that.
What did he like, Chris? Well, I get it if it's 15 points, you're up by 10 or 15, and somebody's putting up a shot or a dunk or something, Chris, at the end of a meaningless game like that. But that was a natural play. Wasn't rubbing anything. The game was in the balance up until that point. What is he supposed to do?
Yeah, I totally
so
you agree.
Stop so you can foul him? He misses the two free throws. You get the ball back?
And they were up five when he made the steal.
Right. I'm just saying,
with a few seconds left, 3 seconds left, he steals it, finishes with the dunk, put him up seven. It's definitely over. But to your point, it wasn't a blowout. It wasn't impossible for the Lakers to come back. And Westbrook was tripping. And first of all, let me say this. You can flip bats now, right?
Yes.
All the youngsters like it. They're flipping bats. If you haven't gotten the memo, they're putting the fun back into baseball.
Yes, they are flipping.
All right, so that's number one. They're flipping. But, Rob, I just in general, and I agree with you, if they were blowing them out, maybe.
You don't do that, right?
But I got to be honest, even then, I don't think I'd be tripping. Because I just don't, I'm not here.
I don't think you would go.
Athlete.
I don't think you would go in for a basket, Chris. Up 15. I just don't.
If you do or don't, I don't care. All right, we're professional athletes. You're being paid. I'm being paid. Don't get you. If you don't like us running up the score, if you don't like me throwing down a nasty dunk at the end of a blowout game, you should have played better. Defend us. And Westbrook, Rob, of all people, he's one that plays all 48 minutes. As if they all are important. How you getting mad at somebody? I mean, you play every minute like it's your last. So Baisley did the same thing, and now you're mad at him. I just don't, Rob, you know me. Like, y'all pros, this isn't CYO. This isn't YBA. We're not trying to teach, you know, family values through sport. We're trying to win, and if I'm winning, I can do whatever I want within the rules. You can get mad all you want, but when we play you next time, you'll have your chance to retaliate. But I just don't – I'm not here for getting all mad at an opponent for dunking.
Chris, here's probably the all-time greatest quote ever when it talks about running the score up and doing – do you remember – you might remember this. But for younger people listening, man, this is Woody Hayes, the legendary coach of Ohio State. Was up in a game, Chris. You remember this? I mean, just the legend of it. They were up five touchdowns late against Michigan in 1968. And the Buckeyes.
Bo Schembechler, right?
And the Buckeyes went for two, Chris. They're up five touchdowns. They went for two. So they asked Woody Hayes after the game why he went for two. You know what his quote was?
No.
Because I couldn't go for three.
I do remember that quote. The legend.
Is that not
classic?
Right.
And look, those guys aren't being paid. Obviously, you know, it's rubbing it in.
Right.
But it is what it is. And again, that's college. So, you know, these are students. They're not getting paid. You know, you want a little more sportsmanship then. But, Rob, I like I said, and I hear you. I don't know that I'd do that in a blowout. But I'm also not about to get on a soapbox and kill somebody for dunking if they were up 15. I mean, we're paid. We're professionals.
I thought Westbrook was way out of line.
Totally.
And somebody should have checked him to be like, dude, like, what are you doing? Like, you're worried about that? We just lost the game.
Worry about your 10 turnovers.
Right, your 10 turnovers and blowing a 26-point lead. What was the record? 230-0 when you were up by 25 or more in the last 25 games. The Lakers never lost a game.
The last 25
I watched
years,
the post game last night, and James Worthy was so disgusted. He was like, he said, I can't remember a game like this ever. Like,
because there wasn't one.
Right, he said it.
But you're right.
You know what
he
I mean?
Said, like, what, Rob G?
He also said they should go back to L.A. on a Greyhound.
Yes, he did. Rob G, you saw the post game. Was he not pissed?
Oh, like he was heated. It was great to watch.
It was great to watch. I couldn't wait to watch the post game. I couldn't. It was great.
I mean, that's just, there is no excuse for that. Absolutely no excuse. And Rob, and Westbrook was not the only reason they lost.
No.
But when you look at some of those turnovers, my goodness. I mean, one, he drove into the middle of the paint, got up in the air, turned around, and just threw the ball back toward half court to nobody. And it was stolen. One, he threw out of bounds to no – like, there were some just straight-up bloopers-type turnovers by Westbrook. It was crazy. But you hit it on the head earlier, Rob. Their defense.
They can't stop anybody, Chris.
No, and I honestly, I think it's age. That's a big part of it. And now, Rob, when we have Kerry Kittles on, former NBA player, he is always constantly telling us that to play defense in the league today is so much tougher than it used to be because you can't hand check. We know that. But you also got a guard out on the perimeter. Bigs, like at least four of your defenders, Rob, have to be able to guard on the perimeter. And maybe five, right? And that, it takes wear and tear. It wears you out. It's harder to stay in front of these young guys. And that is what the problem that the Lakers are having, Rob. And last night, Oklahoma City, we mentioned worst team in the league. They were one of five teams at the bottom of the league at 40% shooting.
Right.
Against the Lakers, it was just what the doctor ordered. Because they not only shot 50% overall.
Wow.
They actually shot 40% from three. And so the Lakers defense, Rob, another stat, first time in franchise history that they've given up 115 points or more in the first five games of a season.
Say that one more time.
First time in franchise history.
Okay.
That they have given up 115 points or more in each of the first 15 games of the season.
Never
I'm
happened
sorry,
before.
Each of the first five games
right,
of the season.
Right, five. It's never happened
it's
before.
It's never happened till now.
They're
and
not
that
guarded.
Number could
they,
grow
they,
to six,
they can't defend.
Grow to seven. No.
And then, Chris, you talked about it. We're not rubbing it in. Nobody's trying to.
I picked the Lakers to win the West. I'm definitely
no,
not
right,
rubbing
but,
it in.
But I'm saying what the next part I want you to talk about is Carmelo Anthony, which you nailed yesterday. I mean, straight up, when somebody called up talking about Carmelo and whatnot, and you just said you can't.
Talking like he's going to be an all-star this year.
Right. Do you remember? And you said you can't count right. on him every night, not when you're 37 years old. And what happened last night?
13 points, 5 of 14 shooting. 1 of 8 from Trey and an air ball down the stretch. Got a nice steal. Could have tied it, I believe, with a 3. And airballed it. And again, it's not picking on Melo, it's age.
Right.
He had 28 points a few nights ago.
And
when
he looked
passed.
Great the Moses other night.
Malone
and he
looked
great.
And everybody's thinking, uh-oh, it's a big four.
Yep.
Forget the big three, it's a big four. No, it's not. And that's nothing against Melo. I firmly think he deserved that spot on the All-75 team. Did you have any issue with that, Rob?
Nah, not really, because
Because you debated me on not, you don't think he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, which I do. Yeah. This seals him as one, obviously, but.
Yeah, do I have an issue with him not, you saying?
No, he's on the All-75.
Right. No, because of the record. What did he just have with the points or
he's
whatever?
He's the ninth leading scorer
right.
of all time.
I mean, you can't, it's hard to deny that.
Right.
It's hard to deny that. But I don't think the Hall of Fame is just about stacking stats. And I'm not saying that that's what he did. But when you look at some of the greatest players and all the other stuff you take into consideration, I don't think Chris Webber's a Hall of Famer. That's just me.
Right, and he is.
I don't.
But he made it. Right. But here's the thing, Rob.
I don't think Tracy McGrady's a Hall of Famer.
Melo's going to be in as a – because to make the All-75 team,
no, he
that's
has to
more
be.
Prestigious than the Hall of Fame.
Right, no, he'll right.
Yeah.
Because remember, it's not the NBA Hall of Fame. So he's already been crowned in the NBA, Chris, right?
And
you're talking about 75 players.
His college career was better than – not better, it was only 1 year, but he won a championship.
But he was great.
Right.
He was great in college.
And in Olympics and all that, he's been a great Olympian. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Here's the question. Are you riding with Russell Westbrook that Darius Bailey's dunk at the end of the game was disrespectful? Or are you here for it like me and Rob? It was fine. Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC 8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elia Kani, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, Chris, no! I heard a radio show talking about that earlier today. It's ridiculous. All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, the Breeders' Cup is coming up in a few weeks, and they come from all over the globe, every corner. The best thoroughbreds from around the world come to the Breeders' Cup with one goal in mind, getting the title of world champion. So visit BreedersCup.com/2021 for more information and catch all the action live on November 5th and 6th. We got Greg Jennings in a few minutes, but first, your turn to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. Did you think Darius Bazley's dunk at the end of the game was disrespectful? And just overall, as Russell Westbrook said, you know, is it too much for
it's an unwritten
guys to go
rule
ahead and
in basketball,
score, yeah,
really?
At the bottom, at the end of a game like that? All right, your turn to win.
All right, let's start with Dr. T, not Mr. T, Dr. T in San Antonio. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Long-time listener, man. First time getting through. What's
yes.
up, fellas?
Good to hear from you, my man.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you, that dunk by Bazley, there was nothing wrong with it, man. Because you know what? If it was on the other foot, Russell would have done the same thing and even more, man.
Right. It was a natural play, too. Chris said it. He used the term momentum. It was a steal. He stepped in front of a lazy pass, Chris, right?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Nothing wrong with what he did. Nothing
at all.
Yeah. Fella, if Russell Westbrook probably would have got in the old boy's face, he probably would have been there teasing him, taunting him, and all that stuff, man. So, no, man. Russ, you need to get out of here, man. Just get over it, bro.
Yeah. That was a bad look for him last night, no doubt. How about Vince in Maryland? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Vince?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up?
I'm good, man. I'm good. A long-time listener, first-time caller.
Wow.
So another one.
Thank you, man. We appreciate the support. Where are you at in Maryland?
I'm right outside Baltimore, man. I'm in Severn.
Okay. My best friend lives in Germantown in Maryland. So, yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, but about Russ, man, he can miss me with that, man, because he's the main one that's rocking the baby on people. Last night, he was acting the fool when he was playing good.
Right.
They were clowning
on KC, yes.
Right. So once he got stunned on, now he want to get all in his feelings. Nah, I'm not with it.
I'm totally with you, man. Nope.
Thanks,
don't nobody want to hear that. That's ridiculous.
Right. He's right.
Absolutely,
Chris,
ridiculous.
That was it. They were disrespecting OKC early when they were pouring it on.
Oh, yeah.
I was expecting Anthony Davis to come out with a bucket of confetti. You know what I mean? Like, that's, I mean, they were playing the Washington Generals.
Globetrotters, right?
At least in the first half. Right. Chris, in Akron, Ohio, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. And no, Chris didn't grow up there. He wasn't born there. He's a fraudulent.
Worked at the Akron Beacon Journal, though.
Yes, he did work there. Yes. What up, Chris? Yes.
How you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
It's awesome to talk to you guys. Yeah, I have the same response to the last two callers, and I'm a first-time caller myself, and your show is awesome.
But, appreciate it.
Yeah, why is it cool for him to go for a triple-double at the end of a game, you know, and this young guy is going to, you know, solidify the game like you guys said. I didn't even see the play, and I'm just hearing it on the radio, and it's crazy.
Right. Yep. It was a bounce pass. It was lazy, and he stepped in front of it, took it, and, you know, it was straight to the clear path, Chris, right? No defenders in front of him.
It was just a clean play, yeah. No problem with the play whatsoever. None
at
all.
And real quick, Chris, before we came back from the break, we saw this thing from PETA. We were chuckling, shaking our heads. But Rob G sent us this story, and PETA, you know, is always trying to protect animals or whatever. So they have sent a thing to Major League Baseball. Basically, PETA is calling from MLB to drop the term bullpen and go with the more animal-friendly arm barn instead. There's Chris Broussard warming up. In the arm barn, that's what they want you to call it instead of a bullpen.
And look, I'll say this. If we grew up, Rob, and the term historically being used was arm barn, we'd be used to it, right? It'd be fine. We'd have no issue with it. But this is ridiculous. First of all, are the animals offended?
Right.
Can we get a
bull on the phone?
And Chris, here's the other thing. You don't know. The PETA don't know if they care or not.
but this is
ridiculous.
My thing. Is
it animals?
Is it the
I'm
dead
serious.
Bullpen?
I mean, we eat animals. You telling me we can't name a bullpen after them? We eat them.
Right.
Once we stop eating them, then you know we'll do all right by them and all that. Come on. And I'm not an animal. I got a dog. My daughter's got a dog that we love. Is in the house all the time. It ain't about being against animals, but stop it.
And Alex, the animals don't know. The bulls don't go to college. They don't buy a house.
Rob, this
well,
is crazy.
Geez, I mean, you got a little stream there, Rob.
I mean, all right,
let me ask you this, Alex, real quick.
Alex don't eat animals.
No,
bullpen,
I do not.
Bullpen, are you bothered by bullpen?
No, not at all, bro. Like, again, that's the issue we live in this society is we like to overinflate issues that should be underinflated and underinflate issues that should be overinflated.
Right.
And this is a perfect example.
Right. That doesn't do it. It's not even a derogatory or anything negative to an animal. It's a bullpen where you keep bulls.
100%.
That's all.
I'm sorry. Somebody's going to be offended by everything. Just stop it. And this isn't even somebody. These are bulls. When the bulls say to you, PETA, you know what? I hate that term bullpen. Then we'll talk.
Right?
Until then, keep quiet.
Hey, I see the cows, they go to Chick-fil-A all the time for lunch. So
they do.
Freaking Rob.
We going to get a notice from PETA. I'm sorry, PETA. But, you know, we support you. I support
hey,
what
PETA,
you do, but this
one
is
of those,
just going a
one
little
of those cows you're trying
you
to protect.
You call him PETA?
Yeah, PETA. P-E-T-A. I said one of those cows they're trying to protect. I'll have it on a pita bread. Can I have it on a pita bread?
Oh, okay. Rob.
Oh, here you go.
Stop making enemies for
you
the show.
You're definitely getting a letter from PETA. Number one for that comment, and then also that you know they protect animals or whatever. Like, I doubt that one went over well in the PETA headquarters, wherever that's at. All right, we got Greg Jennings, Mr. Renaissance, coming up in a moment. But first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's a Super Bowl champion, world-class natural bodybuilder, Fox Sports NFL analyst. He was late. You wonder why he was a few minutes late. He was working out.
Wow.
Getting more reps in. It's our man, Greg Jennings. What's up, man?
What is happening, fellas? My apologies.
No,
you know,
right.
kids, the kids in our last minute with costume.
Oh yeah. Oh, so what are they? What are they
yeah,
going
what's
to
the
have?
Big
what
costume
are they,
yeah. this year?
Man, I have no idea. I don't. I'm not in control of that. That's not my lane. Mommy normally does it, but she left my son out to dry. Shouldn't say she left my son out to dry. She didn't get his costume, and so we time to scramble and get his, and yeah. So he's going to be some character that he has in his hand right now.
I got an idea. Why don't you get him a Chris Broussard costume, you know? He's like 55 years old. His hair is three different colors.
I know you ain't talked.
Nah, you know what? He would be terrified. He would be terrified with all the gray hair everywhere.
Look at y'all dogging a brother. Just
hey,
dogging
it's his birthday
brother.
Today, Greg. Chris is 53 years old.
Is your birthday, man?
It's my birthday, man.
Man, happy birthday. See how Rob set me up? He's going to do that on your birthday.
See what
birthday,
I'm dealing with?
Man. I take it all back.
See what I'm dealing with? Thank you, man.
I take it all back.
It's all good, brother.
Let's start with your former team missing their top three receivers and against Arizona 7-0. The stat that was shocking was that the Packers are 6-0. Without Adams, the last six times he didn't play, what do you make of that? And can Aaron Rodgers make it work without having his three biggest targets?
Of course. You got to understand, anytime we've seen the Green Bay Packers play and they played poorly and they've had a poor record, it's been because Aaron has been gone. No one else. It has not mattered who else was out of the lineup. If Aaron was in the lineup, you got a chance to win. If he's out of the lineup, we're not talking about the Green Bay Packers as a contender, period.
Right.
I know Davante Adams is special, the best in the league. I said it last year at the beginning of the season. He's been the best in the league for a few years now, but it doesn't take away from what Aaron can still do and how he can pick you apart offensively. It just only illuminates the fact that they got a little bit more than what we tend to like to give them credit for.
No, you're right about that. I'm giving them a decent chance tonight. It'd be a statement win. Arizona's going to lose at some point, right? They're not going 17-0. So I give Green Bay a shot. I do think they'll make it at least a close game. Greg, did you hear Aaron Rodgers' comments? I think it was Monday. On the Pat McAfee show?
Sounds
about
a little
happy. How happy he is to be in Green Bay?
I believe it. Anytime as a player that you've started your career someplace and you've had a tremendous amount of success, he was able to win a Super Bowl, he's got three MVPs, like, you're rooted there. You have roots. I mean, he has ownership in the Bucks. Like, he has a vested interest in the city of Wisconsin, or in the state of Wisconsin, let alone the city of Green Bay, the city of Milwaukee. So I without doubt believe that he wants to be there. No one wants to leave a good situation. It's a matter of, in that situation, how are you being treated? I don't care if it's relationship. I don't care if it's your career base. You care about how you're being treated. And when you're not being treated or handled with care, or you feel like you could be handled or treated better, you start to consider moving on. But it's not out of a just flat-out desire to leave.
Obviously you don't know, but would your guess be that he stays past this season, or is it firmly dependent on how far they go?
My guess would be he's still gone.
Really?
The Green Bay Packers as an organization is who they are. Like,
wow.
The writing is on the wall, in my opinion. And once they decide to move on, Like, they want to continue to have success. They don't want to be completely handcuffed to Aaron Rodgers, even though he's the best and he's been tremendous for years. You have to, at some point, sever that relationship and move on, so you give who you have backing up or someone that you drafted in the first round a chance to see what it would look like.
Wow.
There are a couple of really bad teams in the NFL. Which team is the worst? I know the Lions are your home state team growing up in Michigan. Is it the Lions, 0-7? The Jets 1-5, Titans 1-5,
not the
or
Titans.
The Jaguars 1-5. What's you the know, worst team in the NFL?
When I look at the Jets, there's so many.
Oh, and
things.
The Dolphins 1-6. Dolphins 1-6.
When I still go back to the Jets. When I look at the Jets, there's so many things that are wrong. Even with the Lions, they have so much fight. I do like what they present week in and week out. They just don't know how to win yet, and that has been the case. But when you look at the Jets, they just don't have a lot of experienced personnel across the board, regardless of position. We can go even with coaching staff. It's a year of straight learning for everyone involved. Even when you look down south at the Jaguars, it's the same. The Lions, Dan Campbell, first-year head coach, but he's been in the league. He understands what it takes. He's establishing culture. So it may not look and feel good to Lions fans because they've experienced losses for so long, but he's establishing culture.
We appreciate you,
thanks,
my man.
Buddy.
Look, tell all the kids have a great time trick or treating in their costumes.
I appreciate it, guys.
All right, brother.
Stay well.
Peace. We got a sneak peek at this week's edition of Inside the Parker. I never miss Inside the Parker. That's next. iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's go.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it is time for Inside the Parker.
Better up.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
Coming into the World Series, I went against the grain. I know that everybody and their uncle are picking the Houston Astros to win the World Series. We're tied at one game apiece going into Game 3 on Friday in Atlanta. Games 3, 4, and 5 will be in Atlanta. I will be in Atlanta as well and can't wait to get there. But going into the World Series, and you can check my social media, I did pick the Atlanta Braves to win in 6 games, not 7, but 6. And I think they got off to a great start with winning Game 1. And even though they lost Game 2 and it wasn't really close, 7-2 Wednesday night in Houston, they did the job. They did what they needed to do, which was to split on the road. And anything after that, I mean, the idea that the Braves were going to win the first 2 games in Houston, I think were a little unrealistic. And I think fans, Braves fans, shouldn't be disappointed that they split in Houston. They got what they wanted. And now they have the next 3 games at home in Atlanta. And they know that they're going to play all 3 of those games. So that is something definitely they could wind up closing this series out and not having to come back. I doubt it'll be that way. I think this will be a close series. But so far, so good in the 2021 World Series.
Number 2.
Enough already. We're trying to make excuses for the Astros. They cheated. They got caught. They were busted. And if fans don't want to embrace this team, it's their right. Everybody's saying, oh, you know, they should just forget about it. That was a couple years ago. It wasn't the same guy. Yes, it was the same guys. I know Dusty wasn't the manager, but a lot of the same core guys were there. Correa, Altuve, they were there. They were a part of it. And if fans don't want to embrace the Astros, don't be mad at them, because the Astros did it to themselves. And here's the other thing. Some people are trying to push the narrative that if the Astros win, that'll show and prove everybody that they didn't need to cheat to win and blah, 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 blah. No, it won't. The Yankees who lost in that 2017 ALCS, they won't feel ever good about it. And the Dodgers who lost that World Series in 2017, they'll never feel good about it. And neither will those two teams' fan bases that felt they got jobbed because the Astros cheated. So if you want to forgive and forget, and you're going to like act like nothing happened, and you want to like say you're good with it, good for you. But don't shake a finger at other fans who aren't buying into it. I'm sorry. The Astros forever will always be like the New England Patriots. The New England Patriots don't get all the credit and love that that organization deserves. They won 6 Super Bowls. But there was cheating along the way. Not just hearsay, suspensions, fines. They were found guilty of cheating. Same with the Astros. I know they've made it to the ALCS 5 years in a row, and they're in the World Series for the 3rd time in 5 years. It doesn't matter. That cheating will always be a mark. It's just so.
Number 3.
And a great night at the World Series when we saw Shohei Ohtani, the pitching and hitting phenom of the Los Angeles Angels, who was presented with a rare Commissioner's Historic Achievement Award after his historic two-way season, a season we had never seen in baseball since Babe Ruth, since the 20s. And you know what? He deserved it. He did something that we hadn't seen before. It's a rare award that the commissioner began giving out in 1998. The last recipient was presented in 2014, and it went to Yankees Hall of Fame shortstop Derek Jeter and Dodgers legendary broadcaster Vin Scully. And the award is meant to recognize accomplishments and contributions of historical significance to the game. And Ohtani, 27 years old, became the 16th participant, right, after a historic two-way season in which he batted .257, and he posted a 3.18 ERA, 156 strikeouts, 44 walks in 130 innings, and he became the first player to combine 45-plus home runs with 25-plus stolen bases, which is incredible. And there it is. He made 23 starts on the mound. So it was an epic season. He's expected to win the American League Most Valuable Player. And it was a nice touch by Major League Baseball to recognize Ohtani with the Commissioner's Historic Achievement Award. Bravo to Ohtani. There you go. Inside the Parker normally drops every Thursday because of the World Series. It'll drop tomorrow morning, and you'll have it. I'm on my way to Atlanta for games 4 and 5. So looking forward to that in Atlanta. The World Series 1-1 going into game 3 tomorrow. But yes, make sure you sign up for the subscribe to Inside the Parker and like it, rate it, and let us know we're doing a good job. We appreciate it. All right, the final hour of The Odd Couple is coming up next. So you know what you want to do. Stick and stay.
America!
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.